You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. We all know that the Tonys have unfortunately been canceled this year. I'm really sad because it's something that I look forward to watching every year. They are my Super Bowl after all, but more on that very soon because it's a spoiler. But of course, I understand. It wouldn't be possible to have an award show of that magnitude with the current social distancing necessity. Health and safety are paramount now. However, something could be done to satiate all of us Broadway aficionados, right? I propose a two-hour celebration of our industry to showcase all of the amazing performers and creatives working super hard to continue entertaining everyone throughout the pandemic and giving everyone a much-needed break from everything else going on in the world. I mean, isn't that what Broadway does? Our goal is to make you forget everything in the world during the 2 hours you're in the theater. Instead of celebrating our industry, they're going to air a sing-along of Grease. I repeat, they are airing a sing-along to Grease instead of an annual celebration of the Broadway community. It's kind of like someone who has never been to a theater since 1978 was in a meeting and was like, "We have to cancel the Tonys. I have a great idea. Let's just put Grease in its place. Everyone knows Grease, right?" We can even do a Broadway sing-along celebration to keep our industry alive for whenever it does come back. Until then, you have me and the Grease sing-along. Speaking of sing-alongs, most of you have sung along to at least one of her hit songs in your lifetime. She is the hit songwriter behind so many popular songs, from Garth Brooks' The River to songs sung by Lady Antebellum, Kristen Chenoweth, and Trisha Yearwood. I'm so thrilled to welcome my friend Victoria Shaw to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just quarantining in Nashville, Tennessee for now.
I'm so thrilled to have you on the Early Night Show.
Well, I'm really happy to be here. It's so cool to see how you've just grown into this amazing performer and songwriter and player. I've known you since you were pretty little now, so it's really been fun.
Yeah, I think I've actually known you for almost exactly 5 years when I first performed in New York City. I was like 8 years old, I think.
Yep. A lot of growing happens between that and now.
And you were so supportive then, and I'm so happy and fortunate to have you as a friend.
Oh, that's really sweet. I'm always going to be in your life. I'm always going to be here for you when you need me, Josh.
Thank you. Have you been like staying busy during the quarantine?
Busy is not hard for me. I mean, I, first of all, have so much to do in the house, and my Ruby and Ava, my children, are here down from New York, so it's a full house with an extra dog and a boyfriend of Ruby. So I'm cooking for everybody. I've been planting a garden, which I've never done before, doing a little bit of writing, but not too much, honestly, just doing more living.
That's good. I know that you're doing this thing called bathrobe sessions, right?
Yes, when the mood hits me, I haven't done it consistently, but when the mood hits me, I do. I get my bathrobe, I go online, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of do like the old piano bar songs that I used to play, but people seem to want more of the songs I've written. So I do a little bit of both. It's kind of fun. It is fun.
Have you ever tried like maybe doing your songs in like different styles?
Mm-hmm. it's fun to do that. I like to write that way. And I like to, you know, when I played in the piano bars, it was a great education because it expanded my musical world because I had to do so many kinds of genres.
Now, I know that you're one of, like, the greatest songwriters ever. Like, ever.
I told you to say that, didn't I?
Yeah. I've been so lucky to see your live shows where you bring up some other mega songwriters of some of the most famous songs any of us have ever heard.
Yeah. I've got some very talented friends. And as you know, now I have a TV show that's basically the same shows I've been doing at Birdland for so many years. So my show, Songwriters Under the Covers, on PBS All Arts Channel, started last year and then got picked up for a second season. We shot two shows, but unfortunately now we're on, you know, we've been kind of shut down for a little while. So I'm looking forward to completing that so that I can get all these wonderful songwriter friends out to the world.
And besides being an incredibly nice and supportive friend, you also wrote so many songs that we all know, like The River with Garth Brooks, which I absolutely love.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you think about singing it for us?
I would love to if you'll sing it with me.
Of course. I'm so excited. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready. I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready.
Till the river runs dry.
Wow. I cannot believe they actually got to sing and play with Victoria. She is as wonderful as she is talented. Please make sure to check out her show, Songwriters Under the Covers with Victoria Shaw. Victoria's shows are amazing, and it's so great that now everyone is able to watch them at home. One show that I was fortunate enough to see many times in New York was Les Mis. It's probably one of my favorite shows ever. And my next guest made her Broadway debut in Les Mis. I'm so happy to welcome Danielle Brooke Gordon to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hey, I'm so happy to finally be able to work with you. The last time I saw you was at an audition in New York City. I can't believe how quickly things have changed. How have you been staying busy during this crazy time?
Thank you so much for having me. Wow, that audition seems so long ago. I've actually been busy doing online school in the mornings. I'm continuing other lessons online, like voice and actually piano. I've been Zooming with my friends every night, and I also taught my dog how to sing, which has been very funny. At first he would howl, but now he's actually learning volume control and pitch, so that's pretty cool.
Wait, what type of dog?
He's a cockapoo.
I have a Havanese, but she doesn't howl or sing, and I'm like, Pokey, her name's Pocahontas, but we call her Pokey for short. Pokey, repeat after me. Awoo. I actually saw you in Les Mis on Broadway, and you were wonderful. It's probably one of my absolute favorite musicals ever. Do you have a favorite musical?
Oh, well, thank you. That was such an incredible experience. Of course, Les Mis is one of my favorites, but honestly, I love every musical. I was actually about to start rehearsals for We Will Rock You with Broadway Workshop when everything stopped. That seemed like a very cool musical, but if I had to pick one, it would probably be Wicked.
Oh, I love that show. It's so good. Do you have like a dream role?
Well, okay, so probably Big Cosette in Les Mis, because it would be very cool to play Young Cosette and Big Cosette, and also Glinda. But I'm grateful for any time I can be on stage.
Me too. I know that things are like really, really different now, but has anything positive come out of being home?
Actually, a lot. It's been kind of nice to slow down. I'm doing a lot of hiking, baking, and stuff with my family. Everyone I love is safe and healthy, so those are very good things for me.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
So I'm singing Life I Never Led from Sister Act. I wanted to sing this because with everything going on, it kind of seems timely. In this song, I sort of list all the things I want to do, dreams I have in the future, but obviously I can't do now because of quarantine. So it was fun to pick a new song to work on you with, related to what's going on right now.
Cool. I'm excited to hear you sing it. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I've never talked back. I've never slept late. I've never sat down and told to stand straight. I've never let go, gone with the flow, and don't even know really why. I've never asked questions or taken a dare. Clothes that might make people stare. I've never rebelled or stood up and yelled or even just held my head high. And all of the feelings unspoken, all of the truths unsaid, they're all I have left of the life I never led. I've never gone surfing or ran with a crowd, or danced on a table or laughed much too loud. I've never quite dared to leave myself bare. I've just been too scared I might fall. I've never seen Paris swap naked, been kissed. I've never quite realized just how much I've missed. And what did I get for hedging each bit? Another regret, and that's all. And all of the wishes unasked for, all of the needs unfed, they're all that remain of the life I never led. And now that you've given me one little taste of it, well now that I know what I know,
Chanel. My final guest is Noah Baird, who you may have seen on Broadway in Matilda or A Christmas Story Live, but I'm most excited that he voices a character in one of my favorite new TV shows, DuckTales. Let's welcome Noah Baird to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Noah!
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show, and this time we get to jam and sing together. Do you have, like, a favorite instrument to play?
Yeah, currently my favorite instrument to play is the guitar.
I know that in addition to being an incredible singer, actor, dancer, and musician, you're also a surfer. Since the beaches reopened in Southern California, have you been able to surf much?
Yes, I have. I've been about 3 or 4 times. And currently, as some of you might know, there's a massive red tide happening, which happens when a microorganism called dinoflagellates group together and they make the water look this kind of brownish, reddish color. And at night when they're agitated, the water glows blue. And I actually got a new surfboard. So I've been surfing that a couple of times. And it's been super weird to surf in this reddish brown, like chocolate water.
Did you, you probably can't swim at night since stuff.
Yeah.
Does it look cool?
Yeah, we've been to the beach a couple of times at night and the waves, it's this beautiful, bright, bioluminescent blue, but there's been some videos of people that have been surfing at night, and there was one video that came out of some guys on a boat, and there's dolphins swimming underwater, and the dolphins are, like, lighting up blue. It looks like special effects from a movie. It's the coolest thing.
Oh, I love that. Cute little diamond. I can imagine that, like, surfing, especially in bioluminescent water, is really exciting. But I was so excited that your DuckTales episode came out. Can you tell us what it's like to voice Boyd and who Boyd is?
Yeah. So the episode was called Astro Boyd. And I've done some voiceover work before, but it was my first time doing a major cartoon. And it was super cool. And I think that one of the coolest parts about it was I got to record at the Disney offices. So you saw the storyboard animation and you got to see the sketch as you were recording it, but it was super cool. And Boyd is, I believe he thinks he's a real boy, but he discovers that he was a mechanical droid called Tubio that was designed to basically be an attack droid. But all he wants to do is be a real boy and hang out with his friends.
So it's like, put into like the simplest terms, Boyd is Pinocchio, except a very small killing machine.
Yeah, a robot Pinocchio is a good way to say it.
A robot Pinocchio. DuckTales is actually like one of my favorite shows, so I will definitely keep watching. First off, today, we're doing Pinball Wizard from Tommy. What was it like playing young Tommy in the concert version?
It was super different than anything I'd ever done before, because when I was sitting on stage, I actually sat right in front of the drum kit, right in front of the kick. So it was just this loud boom, 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 boom. But it was super cool. And I think the coolest part was it was with a lot of the original Broadway cast, Alice Ripley and Michael Cerveris, just to name a couple.
and Pete Townsend, who's the guitarist for The Who, actually played Pinball Wizard in the finale on stage. So that was so cool.
I'm speechless. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready to get rocking whenever you are.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Much, Noah. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thank you so much to today's guests, Victoria Shaw, Danielle Brooke Gordon, and Noah Baird. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.